We heard St. Paul's beautiful closing words to the church in Corinth. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all. These words, my dear friends, are so familiar that we sometimes hear them without stopping to appreciate their depth. Yet they contain the whole Christian life. Grace, love, and fellowship. They remind us that we worship a God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A God whose very nature is relationship, community, love. Paul wrote these words to a church that was struggling. Corinth was a busy port city in ancient Greece, full of wealth, commerce, different cultures, and many competing ideas. The Christians there faced disagreements, divisions, and challenges to their faith. Yet Paul did not finish his letter with criticism. Instead, he offered encouragement, urged them to rejoice, to put things right, encourage one another, live in peace, and trust in God's presence. My dear friends, that message is just as relevant for us today. Many of you have been worshiping at the Church of the Good Shepherd or an Anglican church for decades. You have served on parish councils, maintained church grounds, arranged flowers, prepared morning teas, visited the sick, sang in choirs, bands, taught children in Sunday school, supported rectors, and prayed faithfully through good times and difficult times. You have lived through enormous changes in Newcastle, in Australian society. You have seen the suburbs grow and change. You have witnessed changes in technology, culture, and even church life itself. Yet, through all those changes, one thing has remained constant. One thing has remained constant, and that is the faithfulness of God. There is an Anglican joke that says, a parishioner told his priest, "Father, I've sat in the same pew for 40 years. And the priest replied, "That's what you call wonderful faithfulness." And the parishioner answered, "Faithfulness? I thought those were reserved seats." We laugh because many of us know how comforting familiar places and routines can be. And here's another. A church volunteer proudly told the rector, "Father, I've been doing this ministry for 30 years. And the rector replied, "That's wonderful." And the volunteer said, "Yes, although if anyone else learns how to do it, please let me know." The truth is that churches are built on faithful volunteers. This Church of the Good Shepherd is what it is today because generations of people quietly gave their time, their energy, and their love. I've shared this with you before in one of my homilies or sermons, but I will share it again just in case you were not around. One of the most inspiring Australian stories comes from the ministry of the Reverend John Flynn, founder of the and also Royal Flying Doctor Service. In the early 20th century, Flynn was deeply concerned about people living in remote areas, remote parts of Australia. Vast distances often meant isolation, loneliness, and lack of medical care. Many people told him that his vision was impossible, the distances were too great, the costs were too high. But Reverend Plin believed that Christian mission means bringing hope where people needed it most. So through perseverance, prayer, and practical action, the Royal Flying Doctor Service was born. Today, it remains one of Australia's most respected institutions serving countless communities across the nation. That's right. And John Plin did not begin with grand organization. He began with faithfulness to God's call. That is often how Christian mission works. As Mother Teresa of Calcutta famously said, we can do great things, only small things with great love. Only small things with great love. Many people, as I said many times, think mission belongs only to the young. Yet some of the most powerful ministry in any church comes from faithful older Christians. That is why your prayers matter, your presence matter, your encouragement matters, your example matters. There is a famous anecdote about a traveler who visited a building site and asked three workers what they were doing. The first worker replied, I am laying bricks. The second worker said, I am earning a living. The third worker answered, I am building a cathedral. All three were doing the same task, but only one saw the greater purpose. For decades, my dear friends, many of you have been quietly building something far greater than programs, committees, or buildings. You have been helping to build the kingdom of God. I repeat, you have been helping to build the kingdom of God. That is why every prayer offered, every hymn sung, every act of kindness, every child welcome, every visitor greeted at the door, every cup of tea served in our parish hall, every dollar given, every volunteer hour offered, these are not small things in the eyes of God. Those are not small things in God's sight. Paul's words this morning remind us that we do not carry this mission alone. The grace of Christ goes before us. The love of the Father surrounds us. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit strengthens us. The Father sends, the Son redeems, the Spirit empowers. And so, my dear friends, even as we grow older, God's calling does not end. The shape of our ministry may change, but discipleship continues. You may no longer climb ladders. Barry, because I heard about the story of Barry climbing a ladder before. You may no longer climb ladders, carry heavy boxes, or lead youth camps, but you can pray, you can encourage, you can welcome, you can mentor, you can bear witness through your faithfulness. The younger generations out there need to see us Christians who have walked with Jesus for 50, 60, or 70 years and can say, God has never failed me. That's why we need your stories to be out there, that God has never failed you in your life. What a powerful testimony that is. So on this Trinity Sunday, Give thanks for the journey so far. Give thanks for the grace that has carried you through every chapter of your life. And here again Paul's encouragement. Rejoice, encourage one another, live in peace. The mission of Christ continues, and God is not finished with you yet. And a parishioner in my former church in Canada before I joined the military. Her name is Margaret Fox. She's at that time, she's already 90 years old, but still faithfully attending church on Wednesday and Sundays, and contributes to the church. And she used to be in the warden and was in the diocesan council. But she's one time I visited her in her house, and she's just by herself because her husband passed away already. And she asked me, Father Anthony, why am I still here? Why am I still here? And this is the words I mentioned to her. God is not finished with you yet. God is not finished with you yet. The Church of the Good Shepherd still needs your prayers, still needs your wisdom, still needs your encouragement and your example. And as you continue to serve, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.